This is a Pinball News production.
All right, so the way we're going to do this is we are going to intermix some questions in with some videos that Paul and Al brought along to show us. So, Brian, if you'll cue that up, I have one question I want to ask. So I don't know if I introduce myself to all you guys. Most of you know me in the room, but I'm Patrick Wall, one of the planners here at the Southern Fried Gamer Expo. And it's a pleasure to kick us off here. So, guys, Paul, Al, how are you?
Good. Tired, but here.
Tired, but here. All right. So you're going to see these guys around, so don't be afraid to go up and talk to them. But right now, we're going to hear what they have to say about their lengthy, long, and multi-year project, the Pins and Vids video series. So how did you guys meet, and how did Pins and Vids get started?
I went to a bar late at night. We met through a friend, James Laughlin. He was closing his business, and I went looking for a Whitewater, and Al went looking for an Attack from Mars. Yeah. And I thought he was crazy to buy this Attack from Mars that was in pieces for what I thought was a considerable amount of money. Now he made well off with that game after all was said and done. But we kind of met there, and I don't even remember how we talked or how we started, and became friends. And shortly thereafter, he said he was looking for somebody to be silly on camera. And I said, does it require nudity? And he said, no, just boxers. And we started to he needed somebody to help co-host. He already had the idea. This was all his fault. He came up with the idea, and that's kind of how it started. You got anything to add, Al?
Yeah, well, I had a Pins and Vids audio series, and if you go out to alsarcade.com, there's still a link to it. And we're doing podcasts. We were the first podcasters. I was the first podcaster for pinballs and video games. Prior to anything, and where it came from, there was a bunch of emulation ones at the time, and there was like two or three different emulation ones. And I thought, why don't we do one for real, real games? Mm-hmm. So a lot of my friends were video game collectors, and we just got together and just started doing this little audio thing, and that happened until right around 2000 when 9/11 hit. My friend up front is turning.
Come on, Don.
So when 9/11 hit, I was right kind of in the middle. I lived in New Jersey, so it kind of slowed down the thing. I kind of stopped doing those at that point.
But in reality, he did a Pins and Vids video that I don't even know if we ever released any footage of it with somebody other than me.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you never released it.
It's a good story. Clay Harrell, who does Top, this old pinball, all those video series. I used to consult on his stuff, and I sent him a copy of this video, and he said, I wouldn't release that. It's boring. So we didn't release that video, and basically because he thought it was boring. And it has some good stuff in it, but overall it was kind of boring.
He dressed up like Doctor Who, so at least there was something.
Oh, cool.
In there.
I'd like to see that.
You don't have any clips of it in here.
I cut them out. They didn't make it.
So it kind of started with that, and then we did two of them relatively quickly.
Yeah.
And then we had a long 5-year break or so.
Yeah. Life happens, right?
Life happens. And then did a third one.
Right.
And then I don't think it wasn't 5 years, but several years passed again, and we did number four. Which one did we release that?
Well, two and three came together because two was about Big Bang Bar. I mean, three was about Big Bang Bar, and two was just sort of our generic one. We had put together clips and stuff.
So let's take a look at some of these clips. Okay. The first one is going to be majority from your first episode?
Yep, Pins and Vids.
All right, so let's cue that up, and I will get the lights.
So the first three videos we released to benefit the Hall of Fame. So at the time, Tim was building his building fund. So we'd make a video, we'd give it to Tim, and let him distribute it. And I think probably behind Clay, we're probably the second, the one that has done more videos for that.
Yeah.
The fourth one we did on our own and did a more, because at that point, Tim had already bought the building, and it was either about to be paid off or so he didn't need it anymore. So we did the fourth one. We just self-released. And it was...
It took the quality up.
Yeah, I mean, that first video, I cringe watching it. We didn't know what we were doing with cameras and green screens and lighting. And it was...
It was an experiment, I guess.
At that time, you were doing all the editing. I just showed up, talked, and let him handle the rest.
And we weren't using Adobe yet, so it was early editing for us.
So what sort of things have not made it into the series and got left on the cutting room floor? Anything interesting you guys wanted to put in?
Probably very few. We tend to put most of the outtakes in the videos at the end during credits and stuff. Yeah. There was one where, you know, as we're filming, I tend to, for every hour of video we shoot, probably
I think we are showing that.
Oh, we are?
Yeah,
we are. All right, well, I'm not going to tell the story then. But for every hour of video we shoot, there's probably 10 minutes of usable footage, and the rest is me trying to get him to crack up or, you know, I'm throwing him curveballs. Yeah. And usually I can get him tripped up pretty easily, but...
One time I did.
One time he responded so quickly, it just tripped me up.
You started laughing.
Yeah. I mean, we're a little bit nuts, I guess, so we... There's not much that we wouldn't show unless there was some wardrobe malfunction or something.
Right,
that we
right. Yeah,
out.
We don't want to see that, right?
So I think by the time we got to episode 3, or we knew episode 3 was coming, we realized that we could name them after Star Wars movies. So the first one didn't have, officially at the time we released it, didn't have a title. When we got to the second one, it was Attack of the Phones. The third, we knew before we even came up with the second name, we knew it was what? Return of the Myth. Return of the Myth, which was about Big Bang Bar actually being completed. And the fourth one, what do we call that one again? A new hoax. A new hoax, yeah. And that was just because of all our silly antics and stuff.
It was because we pretended to have our TV station.
Oh, yeah.
The hoax was the whole TV.
And the fifth one, since it has Python in it, is called Crazy Cats Strike Back, because Python always talked about crazy cats and different things like that. So we've kind of continued with that Star Wars for no good reason.
So what year did the first one come out?
Boy. I think it said on the video, but 2005, I think. 2005.
I mean, it's clear from your outtakes and just the videos themselves that it's a labor of love for you guys. You guys had a blast doing them. And it's obviously a lot of work, but you had a blast. So you can just see it on your faces.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's not every day you get to throw phones at another guy. Or
things, you know? Your little girl was having fun with that.
Yeah, she said, can't we do it again? I'm like, no. We got it. We're done. It hurt.
All right, so on to 3, which we heard about, which is the Big Bang Bar one, right?
Right, yep.
So that one was all kind of a documentary on Big Bang Bar, how it was made, how Gene pulled it off. And that was mostly, actually, Al did most of that. He was traveling around filming Gene and interviewing everybody involved. And then I, to feel included, we made a road trip video, which is one of the extras on there, which was fun. And, I mean, we drove through the night to get up there to pick up the game, worked on helping Gene and his team get all of them on trucks. And it was pretty interesting.
That's great, great. So what would you guys say is your favorite piece in the series?
Well, any of the pin car ones are kind of funny. I think there's another pin car one coming up, but Al had this idea to turn a Matahari into basically a soapbox derby car. Yeah. And
there's no steering either.
Yeah, and he wrote in it the first – well, actually, I wrote it at the end, and there's an outtake of me, I think, on the video where – I could get in the pin car, but I couldn't get myself out of the pin car. And it took took him and a few other apparatuses to try and get myself up out of that thing. And, I mean, we had it going down the road, down my street, and we'd take it down later, down a even steeper incline. And, I mean, a lot of the funny stuff, the pinball pimp stuff is fun. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember where that came from, but that whole, you know, home use only gag in there was kind of fun, and we played that over and over again. I don't know. What's your favorite song?
I liked American Arcade Store. That was probably my favorite sequence. It's in episode 4, and we're going to show that next.
Do you show any of that?
I show a little bit of it. I show the beginning of it.
We started doing special effects in the fourth one, kind of, and
the green screen stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and we do it where he was playing two different characters, and he'd be on one side of the pinball machine as one character and the other side as the other, and it would look like he was talking to himself.
And it's really funny about that sequence. When you see it up here, it's kind of funny is that you'll see I have a beard, and it's a real beard. And I literally went upstairs and shaved and came back with different clothes on and shot the other sequence. We had to keep the camera in one spot because we were doing cross cuts. So we actually had, I actually went upstairs, shaved, changed clothes, shot the other sequence so I could be the character without the beard.
I'm not exactly sure why, but Al has all sorts of costumes in his house. We'll be shooting something and all of a sudden I'm wearing a chic, you know, like an Arab chic thing for a gambling commercial we're doing, and then he's dressed up as a biker. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't ask questions.
Al, you're like a method actor. Well, let's take a look at this number four.
That was the pinball pimp backing the car out.
Yeah.
So I was actually backing the car out over myself in that one. But, we started getting sillier and doing that one. We did a lot of fake commercials, so we spoofed. You saw the pinball nanny, mm-hmm. which... I get weird looks, too, because we went to a restaurant afterwards, and he hadn't taken his makeup off yet. So we walk in to order some Cuban sandwiches, and he's still wearing his drag makeup.
My drag makeup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. John was in that, too, yeah.
So, guys, we're running a little short of time. I do have some other questions, but we're running behind time, and we're going to have to turn this room for the next panel. So that's just a teaser of what is on Pins and Vids 5, which you guys have. Right? Is it done yet?
No,
it's
not done yet. No. Okay. When do you guys think that'll be done?
Well, we have this. Somebody has a project right now that's kind of taking up his life.
Right. So that would be okay. So that's actually a good segue. You can see Paul here on two other panels. He's going to be on a custom gaming panel, and as a member of Circus Maximus, he is going to be on a panel talking about Python's vision of Pinball Circus and the efforts you guys are doing to make that game. So we have to cut this short and turn this room for the next panel. But I did want to thank you guys so much for bringing your clips and answering questions. Yeah. It's a great, fun video series. And thank you all. If you guys have questions for them, I would just ask that you guys take them to the back of the room so we can turn this panel. I apologize for letting us run late. All right, thank you.
Thank you, everybody.